Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Habang tinalikuran na ng iba ang luma para sa bago, ang pagbabalik ng baybayin, ang pre-colonial na sistema ng pagsusulat, ang nagbabahagi ng katotohanan ukol sa ating pagkatao bilang mga Pilipino. Isang dalubhasa at malikhain, nag-iba ang landas ng millennial na si Taipan Lucero nang madiskubre niya ang kahalagahan ng baybayin.
I went to Japan and I worked there. And part of my work, I was required to take up Shodo or Japanese calligraphy. So, ayan, doon nag-start yung sa idea ko about calligraphy Filipino. Kasi while I was doing practicing Shodo, I experienced firsthand how the Japanese love and appreciate their culture. Kasi every step of the way, from preparing the ink to how you handle the brush, how you sit down, how you breathe, everything is considered an art form. The Japanese can show this level of love and respect to their culture. Why can't we show that to our own? And I know naman na we have our own writing system, yung ancient writing system. Actually, we have several, but one of them was one of the major is baybayin. Baybayin is the ancient writing system of mostly used by the Tagalogs, because there are, as I said, different writing systems. Then, like, there's the Badlit of the Cebuano, the Surat Mangyan. So baybayin is. Actually, it's not an alphabet, it's a alpha syllabary, which means na the letters are a consonant accompanied by a vowel, which yung default vowel is the letter A or A. As I've said, alpha syllabary siya. So, ba, ka, da, ga, ha, those are the letters. So, and if you want to modify it, if you want to change the vowel to an E or an I, you put a kudlit or a dot on top of the letter. And if you want to modify the vowel to an O or a U, you put a kudlit sa baba. So, and if you want to remove the vowel, you put a pumudpud or a vowel killer.
Napag-aaralan ng baybayin sa educational system sa Pilipinas, pero ang sabi mo is, what's sad is, napapropagate ang idea na nagsimula lang kasaysayan natin nung dumating ang mga Spanyol.
Some people think, or I think maybe there's this idea na syempre the victors write history. So, I came from a Jesuit high school and elementary, and most of the history there is about the Spanish, about Christianity, and I think what's sad about it is that it's through their eyes or through their history books it's kind of being implied now, like we were savages, our ancestors were savages, our ancestors were civilized, pero through baybayin we know that our ancestors were educated, they were literate, they knew how to read, they knew how to write. That is contrary to, to the narrative that our ancestors were savages, were uncivilized. So almost all of our ancestors knew how to read and write. So it didn't matter if you were male, female, children. Because compared to, like, I think Western society na parang education was limited to the elite. Sometimes women weren't allowed to be taught how to read and write. Pero in our society daw before, everyone was equal. They were taught how to read and write. So I think that's very important to understand. Kung wala tayong anchor na ganito ka-rich yung ating culture before, we easily abandon our culture for another culture.
Merong mga nagpapakomission sa iyo na para gumawa ng ng artwork para sa kanila or mga designs for tattoos, ito ba yung paraan mo para maging relatable ang baybayin sa mga younger Filipinos ngayon?
Yes, definitely. Kasi I guess if I explain to them, to the people na this is how you read the piece, ganyan. And if another person comes along and they ask them, oh, what is this? How do you read this? And then that sort of creates a teaching moment na it spreads to other people na parang, this is by bye. It may spark some kind of interest, and then it wouldn't hurt naman na maganda din siya visually na parang if someone wants to take a picture of it and shares it, then it also spreads. Tapos it kind of starts a conversation then about baybayin and ganyan. Tapos again, maybe it eventually leads to maybe some sort of heightened sense of pride na parang, oh wow, our ancestors had this culture, ganun.
Para din sa linguist at ANU PhD student na si Christina Gallego, ang pag-aaral ng ating nakaraan ay mahalaga upang maintindihan natin kung sino tayo sa kasalukuyan at kung sino tayo sa darating na panahon.
We have a lot of languages in the Philippines, around 175 living languages. And yung history, studying the history of these languages gives us a good window to understand what happened in the past. So looking at language, it provides us a good window to understand the past. We were programmed into thinking that the colonizers made us civilized and educated, and yung mga ancestors natin were not as civilized as before, pero in reality we have our own technology, very sophisticated, if you look at language again, the evidence from language, you would see how intricate these indigenous knowledge systems are. So we have very good knowledge of seafaring, agriculture, and even ito nga na yung baybayin, yung mga writing systems natin. Although not all ethno-linguistic groups in the Philippines have their own writing systems, pero it doesn't mean that they're not educated, na hindi nila alam yung ways of the world. They have these mga local worldviews that the West don't share, pero equally important pa rin sila. And I think we're going back to recognizing how important these indigenous knowledge systems are. So hindi lang naman yung mga western knowledge yung important, but actually makakatulong din if we go back to how our ancestors viewed the world. Baybayin is like it's very distinct to the Philippines, to the Filipinos. It reflects our identity. I think for language and writing systems, they are very creative and very flexible and can be used, can keep up with yung demands ng modern world. So it can really be adapted to what we need. Pero ang kailangan talaga natin is to promote it to the extent na people would really be happy to use it. And that's what's worrying, kasi may mga indigenous scripts pa tayo sa Philippines, like yung Bangyan script na clearly being used pero endangered na kasi hindi na siya ginagamit or hindi na familiar yung mga kabataan dun sa mga script na to. So, pawala na siya.
Why do you think it's important na younger Filipinos or kahit mga Filipinos here in Australia na magkaroon ng better understanding tungkol sa Filipino language, saka yung mga dialects natin around the country? Bakit mahalaga na alam nila ang value ng mga ito?
Actually, we're not really aware about the importance of languages. And again, this is another worrying issue in the Philippines, that we are losing our indigenous languages by the minute. Maraming endangered Philippine languages. And that's because the speakers are choosing to use yung mga bigger languages like Filipino or even Cebuano and Ilocano and of course English. And so that's the worrying thing, and we need to be really aware of the value of these languages because it connects us to our identity. And it's not just that, but also we have to look at language beyond it being the tool for communication, but also how we can use language to, you know, feel connected to our past. This coming decade, I think, would be the decade for, you know, indigenous languages. And that's one way of making people aware that about the importance of speaking indigenous languages and revitalizing itong mga endangered languages nga. And I think the good thing about the younger generations, especially yung mga migrant families, the younger generations are actually showing more engagement and more interest in learning their heritage languages, and that's really a great thing.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.